Good morning. Welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I'm Shannon Gray, and today we have back on the show sorghum checkoff agronomist Dr. Brent Bean. Brent, thanks for being back with us.
Always good to be with you.
Absolutely. And you know, the last time we spoke, we talked about a new herbicide tolerant sorghum variety. For those folks that may have missed that interview, can you give just, you know, a quick overview of this, you know, big news in the sorghum industry?
Yes, it will. And yeah, I know we talked about it last time, but still seems to be a lot of confusion about it. But they had a call yesterday from someone asking, what is this I'm hearing about some sorghum, some herbicide that'll control grass now? So a lot of questions on it. But what it is, the herbicide technology is called iGrowth, and iGrowth sorghum. So that's kind of the trait name that's being sold by Advanta, or Alta Seed is who is selling that. They have five hybrids that are available. And if you use that hybrid, it is tolerant or going to be resistant to a herbicide called Imiflex. Well, Imiflex, we've never used that in sorghum before. So that's a brand new herbicide for us. So we're very excited about that, to have something new to use in sorghum. But there's just, we don't have much experience with that herbicide in any crop in the Texas Panhandle. Now, some other areas where they grow a lot more soybeans than we do, they do have experience with that product, but we don't here. So that's kind of why I think we're getting questions, because they're hearing of this herbicide that we just haven't used here, and then the fact that it has to be used in a sorghum that is tolerant specifically for that herbicide.
Okay, yeah, great. And as you said, people are asking you questions. So let's break this down a little bit. What exactly is that iGrowth sorghum, that trait in that hybrid?
Yeah, so it is a trait that's been put into sorghum to make it tolerant to this particular class of herbicide. So think of it like you would Enlist corn, for example, something like that. That's the trait name. And this sorghum is, and this is important, it's still non-GMO. So this was developed using breeding techniques that are just conventional. So sorghum is still non-GMO. So even though it has a trait now called iGrowth, or that's what the technology is called, it is still non-GMO. And so you have to plant that particular hybrid if you're going to use this technology or this herbicide, Imiflex. Now, Imiflex will control some, you know, both broadleaves, so it will help us on our pigweed. Okay, but it's also, and kind of the most important thing that is getting at least all the buzz, is the grass control. And from the data that I've seen and looked at, I think it's going to be pretty good on like barnyard grass, so water grass. Should be pretty effective on crabgrass, the foxtails. And then we get a lot of questions about Johnson grass. Well, Johnson grass is not going to be on that Imiflex label, so growers need to be aware of that. But research has tended to show that, you know, if you happen to have Johnson grass out in the field and it's seeding Johnson grass, then this herbicide should work. Now, rhizome Johnson grass, I'm not really very confident in, especially from a pre-emergent standpoint. And if I had, you know, did have some Johnson grass that happened to be in the field that I was using Imiflex to control my barnyard grass with, then I would expect, you know, the best way to put the Imiflex out would be post-emergence on small grass, whether it's Johnson grass, shattered cane, foxtail, barnyard grass, whatever. I think that's going to be the way to do it. But this is new technology, so we're going to learn a lot about it this first year. So I guess if I were growers, I'd kind of ease into this, you know, try it some on some acres where you've got some grass issues. But just know we're going to learn a lot about it this first year, as we always do with new technologies. But if growers are interested in it, they need to contact Alta Seed or Advanta and go in and get some seed booked. And then they will refer them to UPL, who's going to be selling the Imiflex. And then UPL will give them instructions on how to, you know, how to use the herbicide depending on the particular weed species you have, whether it should go out as a pre-emergence or as a post-emergence.
Yeah, and I think that was a great determining factor in what you were saying there too, is reminding folks that the iGrowth is a trait within the seed, but the Imiflex is an over-the-top application.
Yes, over the top, or it could be used pre-emergence, which is kind of unique with this particular chemistry. And so on some grasses, I think it's actually going to be better to be used pre-emergence, but not all. And then from, and that's going to be very important, I think, post-emergence when you apply it that way, that those grasses are small. That's really the key. Same thing with trying to get any pigweed control with it. You want that pigweed to be small. This is not going to be the second coming of Roundup in the 90s in herbicide-ready crops where Roundup would just, you know, basically control anything at any size. You know, we've still got to, you know, pay attention to, you know, how we're using the herbicide, that we are putting it on small weeds, small grasses, and doing a good job of that application.
Wonderful. And then I think probably another question that you're getting a lot of is related to sugarcane aphid. Is this sugarcane aphid tolerant?
Yeah, good questions. Particularly for our area, we tend to like the sugarcane aphid tolerant hybrids for good reason. These iGrowth hybrids, this first generation of hybrids, are not sugarcane aphid tolerant. So if you do plant one of these, just be aware that you need to be scouting. And if you do have aphids, just be aware that you're going to have to spray, and maybe spray a little quicker than you would if you had a sorghum that was tolerant to the sugarcane aphid. So just growers do need to be aware of that at least these hybrids that are available this first year are not sugarcane aphid tolerant.
All right. Well, exciting news. I'm glad that we, you know, got more in depth on it this time. And as you said, it's new technology. We're all learning more about it. Really happy that there are so many producers out there asking these questions. As you said, they can contact Advanta or Alta Seed for more information. And then, of course, they can always contact you yourself, Brent.
They can. And if they would like to talk to me about this technology or anything else, my phone number is 806-674-0006.
Wonderful. Well, we appreciate your time. And if anything else like this pops up, if you're getting more questions, we'll do this again.
Sounds good.
That is Dr. Brent Bean. He is the agronomist for the sorghum checkoff. Really exciting news that we have an herbicide-tolerant variety of sorghum, but it is a twofer, right? You got to have the iGrowth trait within the seed in order to use that Imiflex herbicide. More questions again, please reach out to Dr. Brent Bean. He's a great resource. Heck, he teaches me something every time he's here. So thank you to him for answering those questions. And that's going to do it. That's going to wrap up our show today. Please go out there and make it a great one. I'll see you here again tomorrow morning. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.